Hi everyone, and welcome to the Research in Software Engineering group. We are here today talking to Trishul. So Trishul, why don't you go and introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, my name is Trishul Chilimbi. I am a researcher here at Microsoft. I've been here for about 10 years now, and I thought I would want to be an academic when I graduated, and I interviewed mostly at universities, but my advisor said, hey, why don't you also interview at research labs, because even though you don't want to go there, you know, you might get funding and from these guys, so maintain the contacts.
I said, and you're sure. Still there.
And I loved it out here, and so, you know, I'm here, and I still love it after 10 years.
All right, so what are you working on these days?
So my big project these days is looking at energy efficiency, especially, like, you know, what if you could redesign hardware and software from scratch with energy efficiency as the number one goal? How would your hardware and software look like?
And that is important for
It's important because, you know, from a technological viewpoint, microarchitecture design is really being driven by energy and power considerations. The reason we have gone to multi-core processors is because they couldn't keep the clock speeds going down. Single core processor performance was limited by how hot the chips were getting due to transistor density. And the only way they could ameliorate that was kind of having simpler cores and having more of them to get the performance out of it. So power is, and energy efficiency is a crucial thing that impacts not only, you know, we think about it in terms of global warming and those kind of impacts, but it also really impacts technology design and microprocessor design at a fundamental level. And especially with cloud computing, handhelds, data centers, battery life and energy and power bills for these huge data centers are a big cost concern.
So what are you doing? You're putting developers in fridges, or?
That would be probably an unconventional way. I don't know how popular that would be. But I've been looking, so I have two projects, and I'm going to focus more on the software project called Green. And that's looking at, you know, what can we kind of incrementally do with current software development to make it more energy efficient. And that's the Green project. And the idea is computing languages today are kind of have this mathematical foundation. And so they're very precise. And in many domains, an approximate answer is good enough as long as you can guarantee a level of approximation that the developer wants. So let me give you an example. Let's take web search. And, you know, I'm searching for a particular query. Well, there's no one correct answer, right? You get a bunch of links, and what might be a good answer for person A might be a bad answer for person B. And so, you know, you give a bunch of links, and hopefully that's the right link. But how many documents do you actually search and scan to decide on what's the top 10 to return? And, you know, what's acceptable? So there's definitely some kind of level of approximation there that, you know, perhaps you can leverage and kind of do things more efficiently. On the other hand, there are other domains like banking where, you know, you don't want to approximate at all. But there are a lot of domains where, you know, you have visual perception constraints, take graphics. Anything beyond 60 frames a second, I really can't tell the difference. And so, you know, I can approximate that and not go for 120 frames a second and do less work. So that's kind of what the Green Project is trying to focus on. How can we do kind of minimal amount of work to get a level of quality that the programmer specifies and guarantee that level of quality?
So what's the Green Project? Is it a new language, a new framework?
Right, so it's basically just a couple of very simple language extensions. So the idea is, you know, where does my program spend most of its time? Because really performance and energy are correlated very strongly. And so if you look at programs, it's basically expensive functions and expensive loops. And so the idea behind Green is, can we replace these expensive functions and loops by an approximate counterpart, right? So for expensive functions, the programmer specifies maybe a family of approximate functions. And for expensive loops, you know, certain kind of iterative refinement algorithms, maybe you can break out of the loop early, right? So these are the target points we try and kind of approximate, but we want to have strong guarantees. So how do we do that? So what the Green system really is, you can think of it as kind of a control loop, right? So the programmer has some very simple annotations saying, I want to approximate this function, or I want to approximate this loop. And I can actually give you an example.
Yeah, a coding example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't read much there.
Yep, if I have a marker that works.
There we go.
So, you know, it's like a pragma. So I can say I want to approximate loop, and then I have to specify a function called QoS compute that I'll describe in a second.
So green is for C right now, but...
It's for C, C++, yes.
Okay.
Well, it's implemented as a plugin in the Phoenix compiler, so it works for anything Phoenix can handle. So that includes even C# and managed code.
Cool. So we have a prox loop, which takes a compute pointer.
So and here's your loop, say. So this is your code, you know, for loop or whatever, in whatever language. I'm just extracting it here. But the idea is, what's going to happen is you provide a QoS compute function, and what the green system is automatically going to stick in for you is, and I'll explain how it does this.
Okay, so hold on.
Yep.
If approximation of the...
So within the loop, it adds in this statement saying that if this QoS approximate function, given this QoS service level agreement you're given as input, is true, then I'll break out of the loop ahead of time.
Okay.
Okay, and this QoS approximate function is something that the green system is going to synthesize automatically based on the QoS compute function you provide and some training inputs you provide.
Okay.
So the idea is there's going to be a modeling phase where once you've given this annotations, the green system basically takes the inputs and generates a QoS model that models, you know, what I have here is percent QoS loss and, you know, number of loop iterations.
To make my way to the whiteboard here.
So what you end up is kind of, you know, a curve of this sort where as you increase the number of loop iterations till, you know, what would happen in the base case, your QoS loss drops. And if you terminate early, you have higher and higher QoS losses.
I see.
And the QoS loss is measured based on the domain-specific QoS compute function you have.
Is it always asymptotic, the decrease?
It's not always asymptotic. I mean, you can have kind of, you know, strange when you have kind of these iterative refinement things that have genetic algorithms or something at the core. You can have weird kind of oscillations where actually you do a further iteration and your error increases, right? So it's not, but you know, in a lot of cases we have observed that, you know, many algorithms are well behaved, that you do have this asymptotic behavior. So think of like web search, for example.
Okay.
Right? So say each iteration of the loop, I'm going to scan one more document and say, well, you know, is this document ranked highly enough that I want to kind of promote it to the top 10 I return to the user, right? So now as you look at more and more documents, you know, you would expect if your ranking function is sound, your quality would get better. And if you stop earlier, you know, you're going to lose a little bit. So the green system does is it builds this QoS model, and then based on your QoS SLA, saying, okay, I want this kind of quality, I'm only willing to tolerate a maximum quality of service loss of, let's say, 0.01%. And I'll explain how that's kind of calibrated as a percentage. So for search queries, the example could be, well, you know, out of every 1,000 search queries that come in, I want 999 of them to return exactly the same results as if there was no green system in operation. And maybe one of them can have a slightly different result. It can reorder kind of the results or kind of, you know, show little different documents. So once, you know, it's built this model, then what this approximate function is going to do in the loop is it basically, the model it constructs consists of two things, a base loop iteration and a delta. Okay, and so what's going to happen is it's going to iterate the loop until the base loop iterations, and then it's going to kind of examine every delta kind of series of loop iterations and say, well, have I improved my QoS by a sufficient amount that I meet my quality of service SLA? And if I have, then I break even though the loop normally doesn't terminate. Now, of course, this model is built based on training data, which could be very different from the real world. And so to address that, there's this QoS sample parameter that the user needs to provide, and then there's an automatically synthesized QoS recalibrate function that basically periodically at runtime runs the loop to completion and checks the difference in the quality of service if it had been terminated according to the existing approximation function. And if that results in a quality of service that's lower than the QoS SLA, it increases the number of loop iterations and adapts the model so that it's going to continue to search longer and guarantee, at least statistically, that you meet your quality of service service level agreements that you want.
Cool. So you can't start without samples.
You can't start without samples, that's right.
Excellent.
So you need to train the model, and then the runtime recalibration is pretty important. And one thing we found feedback from people using it is, you know, just looking at the QoS model that Green constructs is actually very illuminating, because normally you don't think of your program in terms of, well, I'm kind of, you know, getting successfully better, and what's really the knee of the curve in this kind of QoS modeling thing. And so it's nice that you get these QoS models along the way, but it's also nice that you have these statistical guarantees that I'm not going to, you know, miss my QoS in the long run.
Excellent. So where can we get more details about Green, or is there something we can download?
Yeah, so there's a technical report on it on the webpage that has kind of complete details of the whole system and implementation details as well.
But there's no download available right now.
There's no... So Green is implemented as a Phoenix plugin, but that plugin is not available for download externally at the moment.
Okay.
But the paper has descriptions of the algorithms. And just to give you a preview of some of the results, so for example, what we found is quite common that, you know, with QoS approximations of 1% or 2%, you get about 20% or higher improvements in performance and energy efficiency.
Wow.
And that's quite a lot.
That's quite a lot. Okay, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk about Green. Do you want to finish on something, or...?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.